It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Nick Floyd.
It is time to say hello and sadly farewell to the money man, Mick Floyd, who joins us for the final time because he is changing careers and moving into a different pathway. But he's been absolutely phenomenal for greyhound racing in this state, especially at Sandown with the building up of their biggest races and getting the message out there. Mick, good morning to you. And is this a little bit of a exciting but sad time at the same moment?
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, it is actually. It's been a bit overwhelming the last few days, to be honest. It's been good. Yeah.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm actually into the corporate world, so taking up a position at the Kmart Group, and it's a very big change of tack. But looking forward to it. It'll be nice to do something new after so long in greyhound racing.
Absolutely. How long have you been working in greyhound racing and at Sandown? And what are some of the changes you've seen in the industry in that time?
Yeah, so I started here in March 2005, so 16 and a half years tomorrow, in fact. So there has been a lot of changes in that time, obviously, in a lot of areas. We've seen the code grow exponentially, really. When I first started here, it was quite a boutique industry, I guess you could say. But since then, the codes have continued to grow. We've seen the racing program grow and prize money to go with it. I was actually trying to find what the prize money total was when I started here, and I couldn't actually find the figure. It was so small, probably doesn't even record in history, but it has grown exponentially since then. And the professional of the sport as a whole has been one of the big things that's changed over that time, not just from the administrators level, but the way the trainers prepare their greyhounds. They've always had that love of the dogs, but the preparation of the greyhounds has continued to improve. And one of the things that's been really good for the sport generally is that the fact that the trainers are much more willing to be in front of camera or do the media side of things, which wasn't always the case when I first started. There are a lot of very reluctant interviews that I had to drag out of people early doors, but the understanding that is such a big part of the sport has really grown, and it's great to see so many trainers embrace it. So there's been plenty of changes. Obviously, the type of races have changed as well. We've seen going way back, things like the shootout was a one-off, basically. It was about the only real difference on the calendar, but now we're seeing match races and invitationals and slot races and all sorts of things along the way. So it's certainly become a lot more dynamic and a lot more exciting racing program.
And you've been integral in the development of those races and the promotion of them as well. I'll ask a couple of rapid-fire quick ones. Best greyhound you've seen?
Best greyhound, Fernando Bale. That's an easy one. Not just he's on the track. His impact is ongoing. His record at start is just phenomenal. And, eight Group 1 wins on the track. He's the first million-dollar greyhound. You know, when I first started, it was unheard of. The prize money record is about $530,000 with Rapid Journey when I started here. And he finished with almost $1.3 million. So the impact he had there, and especially at the time as well, 2015 was a pretty rough year for the code. And for him to emerge as he did, it was really something special. So he's certainly the greatest greyhound I've seen in my time here.
Favourite greyhound?
Probably Houdini Boy. From the outset, not just because I could have bought the dog early doors, but seeing him trial and the enigmatic nature of the dog, and there's very few greyhounds that I've seen that have actually transcended greyhound racing or the racing code generally. He was, again, at a time when this world is a little bit flat through COVID, he emerged, and racing the afternoon slot, maybe he was exposed to a lot more people who would normally see greyhound racing, and his racing style, that just complete reluctance to get out of the boxes, but the acceleration, the field sense to work his way through the field, it's certainly the most exciting greyhound I've seen, and he's probably my favourite for all those reasons.
Mick, we're about to go to the news, but for the final time, give us a couple of quick highlights for this week, and then you must leave us with your best bet.
Yeah, Aston Rupee broke the track record last week. He's now going to go over the Match Race Series in South Australia, which he will win, and then go to the Adelaide Cup. He's $3 now to win the Adelaide Cup, so it's a fantastic form reference going forward, so jump on now. It is pre-nom, so you get money back if he doesn't get through, but he will win that series and go through. Sandown Park tomorrow night, the best on the card, race one, number two, Enemy Within. It's a greyhound with Jason Thompson with a very high upside, and if you're looking for a bit more value, race eight, number one, Invictus Rising. He's a little bit short. I think he'll get out as we get close to the post time, but he's a good show from box number one. That's it. Thanks, Michael, and to everyone at RSN, thank you very much.
Well, thank you. On behalf of everyone here at RSN, you've been invaluable in your support and your promotion of the sport, and you're going to be sorely missed. And can you promise to keep texting any good things through that I can pass on to the listeners?
No question at all.
Good on you, Mick. Enjoy the next phase of your career. We'll see you at Sandown. I've got no doubt about that. Your two little boys and your wife as well. Enjoy the next chapter.
Thank you very much.